Next is the key of A. Now I happen to like to let the low A string ring out. You can also ring out the low E string, but I personally think it's a little muddy, so I don't include that string. And so you just play a normal A chord first, then you play a B minor bar chord. This is a similar concept to before, and you're going to remove finger 1 so that you're left with frets like X, 0, 4, 4, 3, 0 from bottom to top. That's line 3 in the PDF, second chord. Just says B minor on next to it, but the real name for it would be like B minor 11 slash A. I'm not interested in all that right now. And that's what the sound of it is. And you're going to take all those bar chords, C sharp minor, D, E, F sharp minor, G sharp half diminished, and A. This is what it all sounds like. Backwards. Okay, use whatever fingering is convenient for you. It's not critical right now. Okay, then the other way of playing A major is the same exact thing we did, except now everything on the second string also gets open. So that first chord, it says A, it'd really be called an A sus 2, right? And now you only have two fingers to worry about. Going backwards. Underneath that it says dyads, which simply means, you know, a group of two notes. Really, these are technically not dyads because you're playing five notes at a time instead of two, but I'm just distinguishing it between that and the line above, which is like three fretted notes. So I called that triads, and this one I called dyads.